A move to relieve traffic congestion on I-270 has taken another step. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
If you use I-270, you may have noticed that work is underway to roll out ramp metering along nearly two dozen southbound exits.
Road crews began activating the first flashing yellow signals on 23 ramps along southbound I-270 in Montgomery and Frederick counties yesterday, starting at Maryland Route 80 and working their way south.
By separating the slug of merging rush hour traffic, you can streamline the flow in the main lanes.
WTOP Traffic's Dave Dildine explains.
It's counterintuitive, but by holding more merging drivers back, you optimize the overall traffic flow. An inundation of traffic at the merge point causes friction, and that leads to congestion.
The State Highway Administration tells WTOP the turn-on process depends on the weather and will take about a week before it's done. The final stage is set for September 15th, when the signals are fully activated. Matt Small, WTOP News.
7-Eleven here. Well, crews have begun turning on-ramp metering systems along I-270 in an exit aimed to relieve traffic congestion along one of Maryland's busiest roads.
The first flashing yellow signals on 23 ramps along southbound I-270 in Montgomery and Frederick counties began yesterday.
Sometimes there's some hesitance to stop on a ramp since usually that's where your foot is on the gas.
WTOP Traffic's Dave Dildine says it may seem counterintuitive, but it optimizes traffic flow.
An inundation of traffic at the merge point causes friction, and that leads to congestion, especially at peak time. So by slowing the individuals, the greater whole benefits.
Ramp meters will run between 4 a.m. and 11 p.m. once they're activated September 15th. There's already a plan to install more on 22 ramps along northbound I-270 next year. Matt Small, WTOP News.